because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Good Saturday morning to X-Line, Fairfield, Melrose, and all of Southern Iowa. Your current temperature is at 40 degrees, with a high for the day at 61, with increasingly cloudy skies. This will bring into the overnight with the low at 49, with winds gusting as high as 24 miles per hour, with showers and thunderstorms remaining into your Sunday, with the Sunday high at 64. Have a good weekend. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. Here we are. Jacob Briggs, can you believe those days are getting shorter, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Now, yeah. I can't say this is my favorite day of the year. Now, it's not my least favorite day of the year. I don't know if I have a least favorite. I guess it would revolve around a lot of moving parts. But certainly seeing the daylight hours on go down, you're going to lose yourself some sleep tonight, buddy.
Oh, no, actually you get an extra
No, hour. Trust me. You're going to lose yourself some sleep tonight. I know you gain an hour.
That is how it
you're
seems.
Going to lose an hour of sleep because you're going to be thinking about those shortened days.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, you know, as much as they, you know, spring ahead and fall backwards, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. So bring the clock back, but I would like to have the sun back a little longer and that. But, you know, I guess, did you have a good Halloween?
Yes, I did. I went down to my parents' house and it was a good time down there.
So you vacated handing out candy here, and
I
you
did.
Went down. So, all right. Was there a lot of trick-or-treaters?
So, there really wasn't down in the Appanoose area, as far as what I could see.
Right.
How about up here?
Really, you know, we had a great crowd. My wife always enjoys, you know, putting out the decorations and giving out the candy. And yeah, it's not good for me. I love it. I absolutely love it. I got home late, and I was standing in my suit and at the stairs, and the kids look at me, and, you know, what are you? I said, I'm worse than a vampire. I'm worse than a vampire right now. I'm an insurance guy because, you know, we seem to be sucking the blood out of everybody's wallets, man. The insurance world is nuts. It was great seeing all the kids come by, and that's always fun. But and you know, the weather was miserable in the morning, and then it turned pretty nice, just like right now. Yeah, I think we're getting the dope rope. It looks beautiful right now.
Yeah, it sure does.
Is it going to stay that way? I don't know.
We'll see.
Hey, we got a really busy show. We're going to start things off. You know, this is a state I go back in my mind and remember a year ago, and the weather wasn't quite like this. We're going to find out. Coach Todd Ratliff is going to join us in a few minutes. He, of course, is going to be on location. I think he's in transit right now. The state cross-country meet is taking place today. The ladies have a chance to as a team compete, and then of course you know, we have those individual qualifiers, and I'll tell you what, You don't want to put any higher expectations. You can't on McKenna Montgomery, but boy, she has a chance to go up and win a state title. And I know that was in her mind. And to perform the season the way she has in the ladies, it's really been pretty impressive stuff. Cyclone fans, today is a busy day for you. 7-0 Cyclones. Top 10 chance to jump into the top 10 with a win today. I don't know how they're not there right now. Number 11 in the AP, but a win today, I think with the things that are going to take place, there's going to be some teams that are going to lose because of the matchups. Iowa State dances into the top 10, and then you have a chance to go win a conference title. Of course, we will have that game right here. 2:30 is the kickoff, but you got to get one of the things I've found that I enjoy about life, and I think it's a something we've learned from Friday nights, is that let's use this analogy, because I like to use analogies. When you go to the Grand Canyon, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have not.
Okay. For those who have been to the Grand Canyon, you're probably going to catch what I'm saying. But those who need to get there, because you need to go, you'll spend a long drive, depending where you're leaving from. You'll obviously left from here, be a long drive. But probably 2 hours out of getting to the Grand Canyon, you're going to do a lot of talking about what you anticipate to see at the Grand Canyon. Then you arrive at the Grand Canyon, like my wife and I did, and you're just blown away. You cannot believe this giant hole in the ground exists. Right? And you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, and it's more than your eyes really can consume. But you're bare for a little bit, and then you're like, okay, we've seen this big hole in the ground. And outside of trying to convince my wife that we need to hike all the way to the bottom and back up, because that's how I see things. I see cliffs that need to be climbed. Short of getting her to do that, we look and go, yeah. It. Let's get back in the car. And then for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 hours on our ride back to wherever we're going, that's all you talk about. So, here this game is at 2:30 today, and it's going to take about 2.5 to 3 hours, maybe a little longer with all those media breaks, which we love. Particularly if you're in the stadium watching, you can hate them at home. But let me tell you, there's nothing worse than sitting in the stadium and having to wait for the guy with the red hat to leave the field so the game can continue. Because that's what they do. They bring a guy out with a red hat and he say, all right, the game can't start until the commercials are over. Hmm. It's horrifying. But the game's going to last 2.5, 3 hours. And you're going to talk about it beforehand 2+ hours. And then you will do more talking about it and recapping it. You'll do more talking, and there's more joy in the prep of something and then the conversation after. Like going to the Grand Canyon, you'll spend 2 hours talking about getting there, 30 minutes getting out of your car, looking at it and going, yep, that's a big hole, and then back in, and that's all you can talk about. And that's kind of like life, And that's why Friday nights, man, it's amazing. The game is huge, but the pregame the postgame show, oh my goodness. We could take a postgame show for 4 or 5 hours if we really wanted to.
Absolutely.
Because it's that much. So that's kind of what we do here. Like we're going to do here in a few minutes with Coach Todd Ratliff. We're going to talk about today, and then next week we'll probably talk about today. And here in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Bill Sills about today, Cyclone fans, because at 2:30 kickoff, we'll get you started right here around 12:30 for a pregame show that you'll all need to get ready for the game and that you'll get ready to talk about afterwards for hours on end. Of course, we'll have Bill Sills here. And then Tom Caker's going to join us because there's a big game going on in Iowa City as well, a new quarterback. A lot of fans were happy about the quarterback. Well, how long can you stay happy with that? How long will Brendan Sullivan remain the right option for Iowa? Because it won't take long for the fans to no matter what. The Jacob, here's the deal, buddy. Do you know who the most popular guy on a football team is?
I want to say the quarterback.
The backup quarterback. Hmm. At the University of Iowa, it's the backup quarterback. Fans are fidgety because they like to talk a lot before and they talk a lot after. And usually they have no idea what they're talking about. But we just like to talk. Sound familiar? Well, you're right at that familiar place. You're at the Coach's Corner. When we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Todd Ratliff because that's what we do. Talk about talking about. So we'll talk about it when we get back. Thunder, thunder.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards, your lighting headquarters. Menards has all the lighting solutions for every room in your home. Canless LED wafer lights from Juno are an excellent lighting solution for any space. They feature five switchable color temperatures and are easy to install. Save big on Juno LED wafer lights. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
At Craig Chevrolet in Oskaloosa, we have brand new Chevy trucks at used truck prices. Craig Chevrolet has $11,000 in total savings on select Chevy Silverado Crew Cab four-wheel drives. Stop in to Craig Chevrolet today. This amazing deal won't last long. With $11,000 in total savings, Craig Chevrolet of Oskaloosa is putting you in a brand spanking new Chevrolet Silverado for the price of a used one. That's right, buy new for the price of used at CraigChevrolet.com.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. A big, big Saturday. Probably none bigger than the one that Lady D's in the cross country program are facing. And Coach Todd Ratliff joining us here on the phone lines. Coach, this day often finds itself with a little bit different type of weather scenario. And I think you maybe have drummed up maybe the perfect day to go for a run.
Yeah. Before we get started, though, I've got a little shout-out coming your way.
I'll take it. Man, that's a lot of noise. Are you ready for this, Coach? Man, you think about the big moments and the ones you want to be in life. This is one of them.
Yeah, you know, it really is. What an amazing, blessed opportunity I have to be up here again today with this group of ladies. And, you know, they're up and about. And normally at this time when we talk on state cross country weekend, we're out walking on the course, but we got pushed to the afternoon session this year. So we're keeping our routine the same. We're out walking a little bit here on the north side of Fort Dodge as a group, just getting things limbered up just a little bit and enjoying time with one another. But just a great opportunity for them and well deserved. You know, they went out and they earned it at state qualifying, and really they earned it all year, and they've been earning it for years. So it's just so thankful. You know, Coach Beal and I are up here, and we just get to ride along, get the free breakfast at the motel, and get to watch them go do what they do.
Yeah, it seems like the girls are lighthearted, and Coach, that's really important. They can, there could be a lot of nerves around this, and I don't think anyone could carry any greater nerves than the one who's trying to chase down a performance that was out of this world a year ago, and the expectation around her and this team as a whole. But it's just good to see them, they appear to be very lighthearted. By the way, a shout-out to them. They came by the house trick-or-treating, and they were, you know, you have those spooky outfits, and then you have those high-quality dressed-up outfits, and they came as cross-country team. My wife was blown away. So, but it's just nice to see them maybe relaxing in this moment.
Yeah, you know, they have been really relaxed. Yesterday, we had a change of plans mid trip. We stopped in Ames. We had a scheduled, after being in the vehicle an hour and 45 minutes and listening to Coach Beal and I ramble, you know, we figured give them a break. So we said, hey, we'll just take a 30-minute walk around somewhere in Ames, and we let them pick, and we came up with Target. And so we went to Target for a little bit, and I was like, okay, so we've got to get them on in. So what do we want to do there? So we just took some time. We went over to Iowa State, met, you know, with Avery, the three-time individual state qualifier and part of those last three teams. And she came over, and we just went to the Iowa State cross-country course, and we did our shakeout run there yesterday. And, boy, that was fun. You know, it's been a long time since I've been on that course, and I talked to him about some of the guys from my era back, you know, Dmitry Dimitrov and, you know, national champion from Iowa State, and took a couple of pictures there on the board. And so had a good time there, and then we were like, okay, let's see what we got for each, because there's a couple of things that are important to cross-country runners, good shoes and food. And so then we put it to the floor for a vote, and it was almost unanimous, so we stopped at Texas Roadhouse. I may or may not have had five extra rolls put in a sack to come with me. I had some rolls last night, but then we got up to Fort Dodge, and we just kind of did a few things. We met as a team. We talked about the schedule, and you know, we checked spikes, and we did all those things, and then just kind of gave them some free time. I don't know exactly what all happened there, but I saw some of them with the little facial things on. I don't have daughters at home, so I'm always curious to learn what's going on as they're walking around. I don't know, maybe just the day after Halloween masks, but they seemed really relaxed, and you know, it's fun to stand back and just watch them. Like you said, they went trick-or-treating as a team, and everything that they've done up here since our trip that we've left has been as a team. And let's be more honest, as a small family, you know, they all go through the same pain and the same trials as athletes, and they relate better to themselves than you know, most people do. So they just give each other that support that they need. And, you know, following last year's state meet, the top 10 is a team, and, you know, some great individual performances. And, you know, we know that was in the past, and this year we're going to go out, and the goal never changes for our program, Jason. It's go out and be the best that we can be today. And where that falls is where that falls, and we celebrate that. You know, we celebrate the opportunity that God gives us to do things like just run openly in public, and the gift that he's blessed us with, and the ability that we've been shaped with in our community to work hard and go get those things when they're available. And, you know, that's the goal thing. It's to relax. It's to look around and to understand that it's an opportunity that they earned. They went out and they got. And, you know, I'm 14th team up here with the cross country program since 2009. And, you know, I'm just every year it's the same thing. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to have worked with them, and so thankful that they put that work in, and so glad to be a part of this page in their book of life.
Coach, real quick, maybe hit each runner on a quick basis. What you think that each individual needs to do today to perform at that highest level, and give your team a chance to dance inside the top 10 and chase a championship?
Yeah, you know, the hardest spot on the team is number 8, the alternate, because Sophie Heeman doesn't. We don't know yet if she's going to run. We know that Lily's at a state cheer competition right now, and, you know, Sophie's ready to go. She's going to continue to be ready to go through the warm-ups. But, you know, Sophie's just had a great season, a breakout season. Learned a lot from last year's group, and then became part of that teaching group this year. And then Lily, you know, Lily's coming off of doing cheer and dance and competitive cheer and some other things, and how she runs her schedule is really, really confusing to me, but she does a great job of it. And then you've got Aaliyah Hood, Aaliyah, first-year high school runner. But, you know, she had some great experience in junior high running with us. Her goal is to find the outside and to get some passes. Not a super fast starter, but a consistent runner. And I really like runners that run that way. Moving up, then you have Olivia Sheffield. And Olivia, this is her fourth time running here. She knows what to do. She knows to stay relaxed when she gets to the line, and that's a big key, because if you're not relaxed when you get to the line, then you're going to tighten up. The lactic acid builds quick, so she's going to try to stay focused and relaxed. And we know she does a great job of keeping the team humored, you know, lighthearted, and that's really important. Reagan Carter, first year runner ever, and she's not going to be able to see very well because she's not super tall. But again, the same thing we talked about, the importance of getting kind of towards the outside lines. And what to do if spectators are across those lines, because it's pretty chaotic as as the runners are running up there, and just to continue to try to go get two more runners at a time. You know, we usually say go get one more, but with the field of 135, 139 runners, whatever it's going to be today, you know, look two ahead and go get two more, and then you're up into the individual state qualifiers. You know, Serene Thompson, no stranger to this course. She's run it as many times as she's run the Albia course, so this will be her fourth time running up here. And she knows the deal. She knows where she wants to be at the mile mark, and she's talked about that. She's been really, really good at running those consistent miles this year. Mid-season started focusing on her watch after the meet to see where that first mile versus second mile time was versus third mile time, and has really improved that second mile time. You know, just as a knowledgeable runner, has grown a ton this season. And, you know, she's the one that the team will follow out of the tent at 120 today when they go to their warm-ups, and they'll take all direction from her because it's her team as she leads them through this last day. Then we have Paige Popson, new to us, and, you know, just had an unbelievable season. You know, she had all those long runs that she did from the end of wrestling until the beginning of the summer, and then started working the speed and just moves herself into, you know, one of the elite runners in Southeast Iowa. And I would say that probably the most nerves would be on her because of the expectation she has. But for those of you out there listening and know Paige, that's perfect. You want that pressure on that type of competitor and athlete. So she'll be no smiles, no frowns, just all business as she goes out there. And then, you know, McKenna, a lot of talk around McKenna and her running from last year into this year. And really my goal for her and her goal for her is to go out and run her race. And where that puts her at the end of the day, we both know, you know, we all know watching McKenna that she's going to put everything that she has out there. And there's no question about that. And she's going to lead us from the front, and wherever that front is, we just are so thankful that she's part of us, and she knows just stay relaxed, run her race. And if she does that, she's a winner, whether she finishes first or not. You know, that's pretty incredible.
Coach, what a fun group, and the hearing them have fun in the car and with you and out on the course is going to be a great day to go celebrate the hard work that these ladies poured into it. And I am excited. I think this is going to be a fantastic day and historic season. It's going to be bittersweet, Coach, because that race goes way too fast, even when it's way too long. And then this season comes to an end, and you guys will look back on another historic season. So embrace the moment, Coach. Go get you some.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Just got a text coming in on my watch and said, hey, you ignored his question about the weather.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day to run. it's going to be mid-50s, maybe upper 50s, a small breeze, but no large wind. So to answer your question that you started with, yeah, it's a beautiful day to run.
Well, brother, you know, as a couple of junkies, you tell me a day that isn't beautiful enough to run, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so go have fun, Coach. But it is perfect day for the ladies. What a season. Boy, as he goes through each of those individuals, and what a team effort. And the guys have a lot to do with this as well, because while they're not they're competing, they work together as a team. And it's pretty impressive what they do to encourage each other. And he's right. They, you know, this is not teammates. This is like family. And when you endure the grind of life and the challenges, and you work hard together, those are some of the things that make relationships tied so tight. And so they're going to go enjoy this moment. I can hear it in their voices. And when they came by the house trick-or-treating the other night, my wife said she couldn't believe how much fun they were having together, and was blown away. All right, we're going to take a timeout. Cyclone fans, are you ready? Man, you know, as the opportunities grow, as the expectation grows, so does the anxiety around a season. Cyclone fans, I know you're feeling like Charlie Brown. Lucy, just let me kick this thing through just this one time. All right, Cyclone fans, Tom Cakert and Bill Sills will join me. Hawkeye fans, here in a few minutes, Tom will join us. But right now it's time for you Cyclone junkies to get your fix. Dr. Phil Good himself will be right back after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Ottumwa's Bacon Fest is Bacon Town at Bridgeview Center November 9th. Come feast on items prepared by area chefs from savory to sweet when the Expo Hall is converted into Bacon Town. Admission is free, and most bacon items are just a buck. Free kids games and carnival rides. Stage entertainment from the Mondo Dukes. No other town in America makes more bacon than Ottumwa, and we celebrate with Bacon Town. We'll see you Saturday, November 9th, Bridgeview Center, Ottumwa, 11 to 5.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Ready to make your money work for you? Whether you're saving for that dream vacation, a down payment on a home, or securing your future, our flexible options have you covered. With competitive rates and terms to fit your needs, Midwest Heritage is your partner in financial success. Watch your money grow in a CD. Visit your Sheraton Midwest Heritage or go online today to open your CD at MidwestHeritage.com/CD. Your future, your terms. Member FDIC.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
Welcome back into the fastest hour. That is the Coach's Corner. All right, you junkies, right now I've got Dr. Feelgood himself, Bill Sills, joining us here on the phone lines. And Bill, you know, this has been a fun ride, but the longer this ride feels good, the more anxiety that a Cyclone fan can't help but build, because you just know that Lucy's holding the football. Man, the more I feel good about things, the more anxiety I get about feeling good about things.
Yeah, well... Everybody, you know, you Cyclone fans watched the 3-point win over UCF, one they had to rally and come back in, almost ended that streak right there. And then, one week for the bye and watching the rankings come out and the Cyclones fall, and that was after a win. So, yeah, I think that you, most certainly everyone nerved up and they'll get another team that is pretty solid, I think. A Texas Tech team that's been a good series over the years between these two, and the Red Raiders looking to come off a two-game losing streak, a couple of close losses, and they're hungry coming into this, and a lot like what we saw with UCF a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Bill, a great write-up, by the way, at CycloneReport.com. Get out there. Bill does a great job. Man, how long does it take you to put that? When you put the report a game, the game day report, man, it's like that. Where do you find the time? I can't figure out how to brush my teeth. You've gotten all this extra time to write this out. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. It's not called the ultimate preview for nothing.
That's true, brother. Golly, geez.
Yeah. You know, I usually budget probably about 4 or 5 hours on Thursday to dig into that. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a pretty good feel for how long it takes and been doing this long enough now. So I know it's a good chunk of my Thursday.
Well, reading it, I was feeling really good. But I think this game can give us some anxiety because Texas Tech is going to be able to score the football or score touchdowns. This team has got a high, when I think you're averaging 38 points a game and they're nearly giving up that. So, this is a team that's going to be able to put points up on the board, and we're going to have to find a way to answer. I think we got the defense to do that, but boy, it will bring you anxiety when you know the other team can at any moment score.
Right, yeah, and I think the key in this one, Jason, is maybe holding, to keeping Texas Tech out of the end zone and forcing field goals, I think, might be one of the keys. And, you know, we've seen this defense of bend but don't break. You know, teams have put yardage up on the board, but it hasn't always led to points. Iowa State, we all saw how that run defense was against UCF, and it was a close game, and Iowa State's had some other games where they've struggled to slow down the run game, but they still lead the Big 12 in scoring defense, just a little over 14 a game, and they enter this one against, after today, Iowa State will have faced three of the top five rushers in college football. Yeah. With Taj Brooks. We, of course, remember Caleb Johnson, and then last time out, R.J. Harvey, and you know, it's going to be imperative, I think, as I had mentioned, to keep them out of the end zone and maybe hold them to field goals instead. And we've seen Texas Tech's defense is it's really bad. So I think that's one of the keys for Iowa State. And I mean, they're going to be able to get the yardage in their own right offensively and putting those points on the board. You know, I think they're going to be able to establish some balance today. And Texas Tech, I think, in the 80s, rush defense-wise, and like 129th, I believe. And, yeah, really bad through the pass. So I think offensively, again, keep them at the field goals or off the board entirely. And then, you know, plug away on the offensive side and control the clock as well with that balance.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's a offensive-driven Texas Tech team, but the way that they score is different. And I think if you go out and get a lead and force them to have to come from behind, I think that really lends well to a victory for the Cyclones. You know, they're going to get down on the ground. I'm just not too worried about their throwing ability. It's really a pretty one-dimensional football team.
Yeah, really, it is, I think. And it's going to be the quarterback position as well. Yep. With Baron Morton coming off that left shoulder injury. I think it suffices to say he's not going to be 100% in this game. So you've got the number one passing defense in the Big 12, one of the tops in the nation, going against either a quarterback situation that has a gimpy quarterback with left shoulder, or a true freshman if they decide to turn to him. Yeah, he completed 9 passes in a row in that game against TCU, and then one of his last 5 or 6 were completed. So I think that the TCU defense kind of figured him out a little bit. And Iowa State's going to have a bye week, you know, an extra time to prepare for whatever they're going to throw at him, I think, quarterback-wise. So I think the sole focus in this one's got to be Taj Brooks, because yep. That they don't have much other than him. You look rushing the ball, nobody else. They don't have a mobile quarterback. So I think it's got to be Brooks. It's got to be the number one focal point.
Well, Bill, you know, this ride that's been football, this team has a chance to dance inside the top 10 you know, continue to put itself in position to do some pretty special stuff, to go into places, you know, has not been. But it's not, it doesn't stop there. The optimism in Ames is not stopping on the gridiron, buddy. I mean, I just think about what's ahead of us this winter. It's all beginning, and man, it's just... You have you're gonna have still anxiety at every level, wrestling, basketball for both men's and women, and the football program, because man, there's expectations.
Yeah, there really is, and both the men and the women tip off their regular seasons. They've had some exhibitions or some scrimmages, but the regular season starts on Monday, so certainly exciting times for Cyclone fans to. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be busy for us in the media as well. Monday, 2 games, and then Tuesday we get right back into football game week mode. And I mean, it's the men, they've got the 3 Monday games against, you know, Slappy Tech, Slappy State, and Slappy Wesleyan until things get a little more difficult, I think, around the week of Thanksgiving. So we'll kind of see what this men's team has. Mississippi Valley State on Monday. So, Yeah, it'll be interesting to see kind of what they want to do with rotations and that. I think one of the big questions is lineup-wise. Curtis Jones certainly played starter minutes last year. We'll see if he's a starter or a six-man again. I'm kind of leaning maybe towards six-man just because of the talent, a couple of these bigs that they brought in with DeSean Jackson and Josh Jefferson. So I think that would be one of the big storylines, maybe the minutes played and how that's distributed here in the opener on Monday.
All right, Bill, here's a general question for you. I know we'll put you on the spot here. Which of the three winter sports has the greatest opportunity to disappoint us, and which is going to exceed our expectations?
Well, I
that's your top 10, both boys and girls, right?
You put me on the spot here. I think that either of the three, just with injuries, gosh, we've seen with football and what they've gone through. I would think that injuries to any of the two basketball teams could really derail things with that. I'd like to say the depth is maybe a little bit better, but we'll see. And then gosh, Taman Lipsey went through his share that he had to fight through last season, and those guards, they can't afford to lose once they get into the heart of that Big 12 schedule, any of those guys. The women are already fighting that a little bit with the early season stretch here. And then wrestling, what's that look like without David Carr? They come out number six in the country. Certainly, I think the pollsters, they've got a lot of respect there. But what does this team look like without David Carr now? And what you could count on from him night in and night out. So it's going to be interesting. But again, I think just injuries that be the number one thing that could really derail any of these teams.
Yeah, I want you to grab this, folks. Every program right now that Bill Sills is covering, men's football, men's and women basketball, wrestling, all top 10. There you go. Bill, you're living the high life, buddy. And those Cyclone fans down here who are like me on the edge and nervous and have to have our fix, how can Dr. Phil Good take care of them?
Well, you can go over to CycloneReport.com, or the Iowa State site on the Rivals network of team sites, and I can suggest the annual pass. That you save a little money on that route. But if you've never been on board, haven't been a subscriber before, and kind of see what you're in for, you can go on a month-to-month basis as well. But Jason.
Yeah, why waste your time? Just do it.
Off time.
Exactly.
There's no off time. No off time anymore in college athletics. So I've always got a bunch of stuff lined up for you every day. So and that's 12 months out of the year.
And I can tell you, if you want to go find out his work, go out cyclonereport.com and then read his ultimate. It's like the MAGA of write-ups. 5 hours of preparation so that all of us can feel good about a 2.5 hour ball game.
There's no garbage in there, Jason. It's great.
It is good stuff. Hey, Bill, thanks, man. Enjoy the day, and I believe in all my heart that Lucy, this is not going to pull it out of us. I think the Cyclones keep on going, and we're going to have a fun fall and going into winter.
I think UCF might have been the wake-up call, and I think I like UCF a little bit better than Texas Tech, kind of with where they're at right now. So, but we'll see starting at 2:30 p.m.
That's what we look forward to. That is Bill Sills. All right, Cyclone fans, get out to CycloneReport.com. You will not be disappointed, and you know you need to do it. So just go do it. All right, a quick timeout. Hawkeye fans, it's your turn next. Tom Kakert. There's anxiety. See, Cyclone fans, the anxiety is the ball going to be pulled out from underneath us? Hawk fans are like, man, this new quarterback, this anxiety everywhere. We're here to help you through it. We're the clonazepam of radio for you when we come back. Back to the fastest hour in all radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
For 15 years in a row, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative has brought our community together to fight hunger. And this year, we're doing it again. It's time for our annual Fill the Bucket Food Drive. On November 16th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., CVC employees and directors will be at the Hy-Vee parking lot and Jim and Charlie's parking lot in Albia, collecting non-perishable food donations for our local pantries. Last year, you filled buckets to the brim, and this year, we're aiming even higher. Together, we can make sure no one in our community goes without food this holiday season. Let's fill those buckets and make a difference.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards, your lighting headquarters. Menards has all the lighting solutions for every room in your home. Canless LED wafer lights from Juno are an excellent lighting solution for any space. They feature 5 switchable color temperatures and are easy to install. Save big on Juno LED wafer lights. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back in. All right, yes, indeed. Trying to get your fix here with Dr. Phil Good. Tom Kaker joining us, Hawkeye fans. And Tom, I think the anxiety level that's permeating Iowa City around the football program, they need the legs of Brendan Sullivan to come to life this weekend, because if something happens to him, I don't know. The most popular person on a football team is the backup in most places, the backup quarterback. But at the University of Iowa, it's the backup's backup quarterback to the quarterback. But I don't think that one exists, because we wanted the backup, but we may not have a backup to the backup.
Yeah, things are getting a little thin in Iowa City at the quarterback position, at least right now, and kind of getting thin at tight end too, sounds like, for this weekend. So, but you gotta go out and play the game. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but they're Sullivan starting. Marco Lanez sounds like he's got a thumb injury. So we'll find out for sure today when the injury report comes out, but he's probably out. And Jackson Stratton is your backup today. And it sounds like the third string, because James Reeser, as Kirk talked about, the true freshman from Florida, moved to wide receiver, and now he's got a knee injury. So he is out, so he can't go back to quarterback. So it is true freshman, walk-on, Tyler Girardi from beautiful North Scott High School, which is about 10 miles north of where I'm sitting right now. He is walked on as a safety, and he's going to be your backup third-string quarterback today.
Well, Tom, I have no doubt right now that he is probably the most popular person on the entire football program or team. That is the nature
if Sullivan throws two interceptions, those guys are going to be the most popular players.
Exactly, buddy. Talking about this ball game, and by the way, this is an important ball game, a night game. McKinnick certainly should give Iowa the advantage. This Wisconsin team, crazy enough, is starting to look like a Wisconsin team.
Yeah, they are. They found something with Tyree Walker, the running back. Chez Malusi a couple weeks ago just kind of took a break from football, and they have been kind of splitting time between those two guys, and Walker's now the guy, and they seem to have kind of found some things, and Braden Locke, who took over for the original starting quarterback, who's hurt, he's done okay. He started again. He played against Iowa last year too, so something to think about that he's kind of got some experience. Didn't really light the world on fire against Iowa, but he was okay. But they only scored 6 points in that game, so it's gonna, you know, I think they're more comfortable in this air raid, or I guess they're calling it a dairy raid offense up there, is what they've called it. So, fitting along with what Wisconsin does. So, yeah, but you look at who they beat. They beat Purdue when Purdue was really spiraling. They beat Rutgers, and now I'm kind of convinced that Rutgers is just kind of washed this year. They haven't really beaten anybody that you go, okay. You know, they beat the Northwestern team that Iowa beat last week, and that Northwestern team is not great. And but when they've stepped up in class, they haven't been able to beat people. So that's just kind of my assessment of Wisconsin this year.
One of the crazy things, Tom, is to me, and it's not completely void, but man, with all this talk about quarterback and Caleb Johnson, kind of just slips off of the mind. And here's this guy just doing things that even Sean Green didn't do.
Yeah, he is. He didn't do 100 yards every game like Sean did. So that's one thing he hasn't done that Sean did. So, but he's just hitting all these explosive runs, and that's just that's the thing that jumps out at you, these long touchdown runs that he just gets a seam. And I think one of the most interesting things that came out of last week was talking to Caleb after the game, and basically he said things look different when Sully's out there. So when Sullivan is out there, they're not locked into him as much. Things look a little clearer in the run game. So, but here's your question for the day is, do you not run Sullivan as much as maybe you'd like to because you're down to your fourth, fifth string quarterback as your backup? So that's the question you have.
Yeah, and that is exactly why I led the conversation that way, is because, while you may have some diversity now, if you're Lester, you've got this quarterback that can, improvise, run with the football, and, I'm still not convinced he has any stronger arm than McNamara, or more accurate, but he's certainly been game manageable throwing the football. He hasn't, thrown a lot of INTs, at least at Northwestern, but now you're limited a little bit because you can't play roulette with him getting hurt because there's nowhere to go.
Kirk has always kind of said, though, you just got to play the way you play. And, injuries are injuries, and they happen, you just deal with it. So I don't know that they're going to significantly alter what they do just because of that situation. I don't see that as likely. But I could probably be wrong, too, so we'll see.
Offense for Iowa, how much of this lack of production to get going, is that Tim Lester's mojo, how he approaches his attack? Is he a more conservative, or not a conservative, more of a fill coordinator in the first half and then gets into halftime? Because Iowa's been really lackluster in the first quarter particularly, but it's just hard to understand.
Yeah, and I bet my game preview the last 2 weeks, it's just the first quarter has just been an abyss for Iowa in terms of points. They just can't seem, there's been times when they've moved the ball too. That's the thing. They've kind of gotten the ball down the field a little bit and done some things, but and I've liked Tim's script. I think he's got some good scripts that he's done. He's a big kind of script guy, first 10, 15, varies each week, depending on situational tendencies and stuff like that. But he likes his scripts, but they just haven't resulted in points. been weird, and it's got. But on the other hand, second half, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter, they're doing a bang up job. But it's just that first half that's, and particularly the first quarter, that's eluded them.
Yeah, it just seems as if his scripted plays are really fishing expeditions to find out what to do in the second half. That's just the you know, my worthless opinion. He's a guy that's really, you know, Brian Ferentz was really good coming out scripted.
They scored a lot. They scored a lot coming out of the gate in the second half. That's for sure.
Yep. All right, Tom. I got to get to basketball and wrestling. But how do you see this thing shaking out? Of course, those of you who don't know, get out and see Tom, because you'll get your feel good with Kakert. But you know, what's your forecast for today's ball game?
I've got 24-10 Iowa, but I just feel like. Iowa's just a better team. I think the worry now is, I haven't been that concerned about this week, but I'm more concerned about next week because it's back-to-back night games and it's a short week. And, you know, this is just, it's like they're playing Saturday night. You know, you're not getting settled down right away. You know, it's not like you're playing a Saturday afternoon game and you can kind of chill out Saturday night, get off your feet a little bit. You're playing a football game and then, and next week you're getting on a bird, flying west, playing in the Rose Bowl, playing on grass, which they always seem to have trouble with, and playing on a Friday night against probably a pretty motivated UCLA team. That game's got me a little spooked right now.
Yeah, dang gone it, Tom. I still have a post traumatic stress disorder from that 2016 Rose Bowl.
I wasn't as concerned about this game early in the year because I thought UCLA was just going to be really bad. But to their credit, I'm curious what they look like today against Nebraska. But to their credit, they have been a much improved team in the last month or so.
Well, I know you're going to be out there. I will be as well. But you know, as much as I'm looking forward to it, now I've got anxiety about it because I thought that was going to be a sure W. All right, let's jump over to the basketball over at Carver, and you know, I think the women are going to continue to entertain us. I really kind of like the way this men's team's shaping up as well.
Yeah, they didn't look great in that exhibition game. They looked okay. The three main guys were the three main guys, and they did what they do. But, you know, I think they've got pieces. Now it's just about developing all those pieces and getting everybody kind of figuring out their roles and dividing up the minutes to what's going to happen at the four. They've got some intriguing options, but I think they've got to settle into a rotation. And the good thing is you've got three guys that on any given night can give you 20 with Peyton, Josh Dix, and Owen Freeman. And there's not a lot of teams in the country that have that. So you start with that and guys that can create their own shots. But it's going to come down to how much improvement can they show on the defensive end. And rebounding is kind of something that's being swept on because they got out-rebounded last year, and that's not a typical thing for a Fran team. And they didn't rebound the ball particularly well in the exhibition game. So they have got to become a much better rebounding team. And that's going to, I think, be one of the focuses for them. Because if they can get the rebounds, especially on the defensive end, get some stops, get some rebounds, then you get that transition game. And that's where Fran's teams have always excelled.
Tom and Tom Kager, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, the ladies, what did you think of their opening game?
Yeah, it's just, you know, that team is going to be a work in progress. Mm-hmm. You got to get Siddle Fulcher healthy. They got to get some chemistry with all their different pieces. But I think, you know, good start for them. Now it's just going to be a process of building that chemistry and playing together. And doing those things, and that just takes time. You can't, as Kirk Ferentz has fancy to say in this year, last year or so, you can't microwave experience. And so that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to count on those freshmen, Tegan Mullaney and company, and Abe Hyden, all those young ladies to help out. Plus, you got to, you know, Lucy Olson's new to the team, and she's got to get comfortable playing with Hannah and with Sid when she gets back. So a good thing is Kylie Fuhrbach looks like she's back to who she normally was. It usually takes that second year after the knee surgery, the ACL surgery, to get people completely right, and I think that's where she's headed right now.
All right, Tom, I got about 3 minutes here, and I thought I'd lay this out. Which of the winter sports programs is going to exceed expectations, and then which of the winter sports programs are going to come up a little short?
Good question. I think the men's basketball team is going to exceed expectations. I just think expectations are kind of low for them, and I think they're going to make the NCAA tournament this year. Boy, not make expectations. I don't know. Maybe men's wrestling, but I just don't know. I don't have a feel for that yet. Get to look at them this weekend. They're going up against Oregon State, but Tom's kind of just he's went all portal, and you just wonder. Not that chemistry is a huge thing for wrestling, but you know the room's the room, and you gotta have some good vibes in that room. And just seems like it's a lot of different people in there right now that weren't there. So we'll see how that all goes.
Complete box of chocolates with none of the. You had to eat the chocolate to look underneath it to find out what it is.
It's hard to chase Penn State these days. They're just, when you're going up against somebody who's got like four or five guys that are just hammers, that are number one ranked bonus point guys, it is just hard to dethrone that. It just is.
Well, Tom, I'm not going to dethrone you, buddy. You are Dr. Feelgood himself. All right, let our Hawkeye junkies know where they can get their fix.
Yeah, we've got a great special right now. It's just $1 for the first week at HawkeyeReport.com. Just go there, the join thing, and you can join us. So it's $1 for the first week and 50% off for the first year. So hope everybody comes by and joins us.
All right, Tom, have a good one. We'll see you tonight, and I'm hoping we get a victory tonight, and we have a nice trip out to the Rose Bowl, because I've been looking forward to that, and I have PTSD over 2016, buddy.
Me too. All right. Thanks for having me on.
That's Tom Kicker, HawkeyeReport.com. All right, Hawks and Cyclones, you got a full day. The Cyclones right here at 12:30, 2:30 kickoff. And then tonight, the Hawks going to take on the Badgers. Hard to believe, but maybe a long time it's been since Iowa's got three in a row against Wisconsin. That's what's at stake tonight. Cyclone fans, you have a chance to do something you've never done. Move to 8-0. Put yourself in the driver's seat for a conference title. All those years of football at Iowa State, this is a chance to be the very best. Well, we're going to bring it to you all today at 12:30. Thanks to the best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs. A big hello to my mother. Hi, Mama. I love you. And to the rest of you, got one job to do. Have a great Saturday.